My name is Zach Como, and you're listening to the My Tech Decisions podcast. Back to another episode of My Tech Decisions podcast. Like I said, my name is Zach and I'm your host. With millions of enterprise employees and office workers now working remotely because of the coronavirus, unified communications and collaboration tools have become critically important to business continuity. But there are a ton of platforms from which to choose. They vary in size and scope, from true unified communications platforms like Office 365 and G Suite with collaboration apps like Teams and Google Meet, to simple video conferencing applications like Zoom and WebEx. Zoom, it's simple, has an intuitive user interface, and the speed of deployment is really unmatched in the space, so it's become one of the more popular video conferencing applications. But true unified communications platforms like Microsoft's Office 365 and G Suite integrate all of a company's data and workflow in with their respective video conferencing and chat applications like Teams and Meet. So to talk about that on this episode is Aaron McCardle, CEO of conference room installer RoomReady. He says companies often use several platforms for different purposes. For example, an organization may use Teams to communicate internally and use Zoom or WebEx to communicate with customers and clients. And Aaron joined the podcast while he was on vacation in Lake of the Ozarks. So, of course, I had to make a few jokes based off of the Netflix show. So, bear with me my terrible humor. Before we get to the interview, here's a quick reminder that the podcast is available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Download and subscribe to the My Tech Decisions podcast to hear weekly interviews with IT professionals, cybersecurity experts, AV installers, and more. And now, here is Aaron McArdle.
Yep. So our go-to-market strategy really is to help enable, resellers who don't have the traditional AV expertise to be effective and sell room solutions. So a lot of times we're coming alongside what a meetings platform that somebody else has picked, or, you know, we're helping the customer figure out how to integrate rooms into that platform. So to be able to do that, we obviously need to know about all the platforms, how they work with a room solution, what user experience is going to be like. We do sell some, but, you know, a fraction to what we actually have to integrate.
Right. In many years you were doing this before COVID-19, what was the platform that you were integrating with the most? You know, what was more popular?
We saw WebEx the most by far.
Oh, really?
Prior to the COVID stuff. And then when the pandemic, calamity hit, then obviously Zoom skyrocketed, right?
Yeah.
Because of some of their more consumer-facing or consumer-centric features. Mm-hmm. WebEx grew a ton in that too, but a lot of that was within organizations that already had it, right? So large banks and big, think Fortune 500 companies, most of them had it. The other one that skyrocketed, obviously, was Microsoft Teams. It was already embedded in a lot of organizations as part of just the Microsoft suite. So it grew. But where we saw where you saw it the most was in Zoom, just because it was, people were getting introduced to it for the first time. Schools, churches, non-profit, those types of people. So.
Do specific markets demand one platform more than the other? For example, Zoom in education or WebEx in, just regular enterprise uses? Do you see what I'm getting at?
Yeah. Well, so you've got, Zoom obviously took off because once it started getting momentum and schools started using it and churches and everything, you saw a lot of that. Everybody heard about the issues with Zoom and security and Zoom bombing and all that type of thing too. Where Zoom, you know, had a lot of, like, was easy to use. People weren't intimidated by it, so it took off. Right. WebEx was already there in the background. And, you know, it already had the security built into it, but it just didn't have some of the, like, bells and whistles. So, you know, they're focused now on catching up with the backgrounds and, you know, that type of thing, where Zoom had that. Right. Zoom's focused on catching up on the security, right, and how to be a more secure platform. So, you know, I don't think, I mean, they're like Coke and Pepsi, right? Like, once you become accustomed to it, once you pick one you like, then you roll with it. You know, WebEx integrates very well, obviously, with the Cisco hardware. So when you're talking about somebody who's going to have a large deployment of meeting spaces, then it's very easy to integrate a actual physical meeting space in with a WebEx. Zoom was more focused on and has been more focused on just the PC, you know, software connection. So they do have, Zoom doesn't make any hardware. So they're dependent upon customers or manufacturers like Neat and Poly and Logitech. And there are integrations. You can dial into a Zoom meeting from a video endpoint, but you have to buy a separate license, right, to do that. So, you know, we still see WebEx a lot more in large enterprise because of the integration with the physical meeting space. We're seeing more and more organizations move towards Zoom. You know, the whole world just had a crash course in how to use Zoom. They were forced to figure out how to use it, you know, whether it was for work or for their kids' school or church or whatever. So, you know, we tell people a lot, like, you know, they need to look at the platform and decide what they're most comfortable with, and go from there. I mean, Microsoft Teams, honestly, in my opinion, is kind of the sleeping giant right now, because it's already on everybody's computer has Microsoft Teams on it. If you're using O365. And so, Microsoft has been pretty closed, right, with their integrations. You're starting to see more and more of that open up. I think that's going to be something that comes on strong. Once people figure out what they're doing with their meeting space, right, they don't have it. Most of the companies we work with right now are still working on what their strategy is going to be. And obviously the meetings platform is a huge component of what their meeting room strategy is going to translate to based on what they pick. So,
yeah. And that's something that, about Microsoft Teams is that that's something that someone told me before. Actually, a VP at AVI SPL told me that Microsoft Teams, Google Meet, they're really the only two true unified communication that integrate with all the tools you're already using. You know, Zoom, BlueJeans, WebEx don't really do that. So his prediction was that, you know, both Google Meet and Teams will, you know, overtake Zoom eventually for you know.
I think that WebEx is would be thrown into that mix too because of just the Cisco.
Right.
I think Microsoft Teams and Cisco WebEx are really the only ones that are all encompassing, right? The other thing too, you know, you've got Zoom aggressively going after Zoom Phone, right? They made a bunch of changes to accommodate Zoom Phone. I mean, Zoom's going after Zoom Phone. Zoom's doing a lot of partnerships with the Poly and the Neats and the Logitechs, right? But Microsoft is also doing those same relationships with Poly and Logitech and Crestron, right? So Zoom took off like crazy. You know, it'll be interesting to see if they can keep that momentum. Microsoft is really obviously positioned. They're already there.
Yeah, what someone told me once was that, migrating to the cloud in O365 is a long process. And it's not something you can deploy overnight like you can Zoom. So that's why, you know, Zoom became pretty popular, because it's just so quick to deploy and it's easy to use.
I was going to say, I would agree with that until this pandemic. I mean, we have one customer, and they had said for, we're never going to go cloud. We're never going to do work from home, blah, 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 on and on. They moved 26,000 people home over a weekend when with the pandemic, right? So like the whole, like, it's so hard to do it. We can't make it happen that quick is all kind of bullshit, right? But
yeah.
Anyway.
So what platform are they using?
WebEx.
What about customers that use more than one platform? How common is that? You know, what are the challenges there? And should they, you know, stick to one platform, or, you know, does it make sense to use multiple sometimes?
I think I would be shocked if there was any organization of significant size that only had one platform. Right. You know, the organized ones or the more mature ones would have their primary, obviously. But, you know, you take a company like the size of a Fortune 500 company, there's going to be business units and departments in there that have adopted certain solutions. So it's not uncommon. I think that there should be, just for the ease of use and customer and user adoption and, you know, confidence in the solution, obviously, there should be a primary. But, you know, everybody... when you have a big company like that, you have small companies within a big company, right? And so they're going to pick what works best for them. And it's going to be hard for an IT department or a CIO to say, we're only going to have this one. You know?
So in our office, we use Teams to communicate internally, and we use Zoom for most of our external calls. This is actually my first video call on Teams, and I've been there for like 7 or 8 months. So it's really strange how many different applications you use for this video calls.
Another thing I think is interesting about it too is, like you saying, like, this is the first time you've used it for video, right? I mean, like, we're just becoming more and more accustomed to expecting video, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know. I think this whole pandemic has really fast forwarded the actual video communication adoption, right? For sure. So
do you recommend specific platforms for customers based on their needs?
We'll help a customer narrow it down, right? Obviously, we're not going to pick for them, or really, honestly, we don't really strong arm anything. When we're talking to a customer, you know, we'll point out the integration, like, how important is the integration into meeting rooms? Like, that drives a lot of the conversation. How important is just often are they going to go outside of the organization versus inside? That helps us know, right? And then also, if, like, we have a customer in Springfield, Illinois, that has a huge conference center, and 50% of their use is community outreach, right? They let people use the space for free for different types of non-for-profit groups. And so trying to talk to them about, like, well, what are people accustomed to using, right? And right now there's a lot of people that are very accustomed to Zoom because of their ability to grow so quickly. We also talk to them about WebEx because they've got a lot of big rooms. You know, they want to be able to easily have people connect to a big auditorium or a large classroom. So we just want to make sure whatever platform we give them is going to just have the most options to connect and fits what their customers are going to be. Some of our other customers have used, big customers previously had used BlueJeans. Just because it was separate and they liked it being separate, which meant they weren't tied down to any hardware platform. Right. They've just recently switched to Zoom. I think a lot of it has to do with just people, or many people, using Zoom recreationally, right? So,
yeah. What platform would you recommend to Bird Enterprises down there in the Ozarks?
I think something free that you couldn't trace would probably be something that they would
right
look for, you know.
Yeah, did they film it down there, or was it filmed somewhere else?
It was it's based on places here, but it was actually filmed outside of Atlanta on a lake there.
It was actually filmed 10 minutes from me in Lake Allatoona.
Oh wow, no way.
Yeah,
wow. So both of you guys are connected. All right, look at this.
Yeah, that's my go-to lake.
Yeah.
There's a place right around the corner here that was the basis of the, what's the name of the hotel that he started working with right out of the gate?
I can't remember.
Anyway, but there's a little family owned restaurant with little, or an hotel with cottages and a little bar and Blue Cat. What's it called?
Right. Yeah. Yep.
It's right around the corner from my house here. So we go up there and get breakfast every now and then. Walk in, you're like, oh yeah. Okay. I see it, you know?
That's funny.
So it's kind of cool. Yeah.
Is it hard to get away from that show down there?
Down here, it's not very popular. It's when any, you know, like when I say to somebody, you like, hey, I'm at the lake, they're like, oh, I love that show.
Yes. Sorry to be that guy, but I couldn't help myself. Yeah. That's kind of all the questions I had. Do these platforms really differ that much? How much does it really matter going with Teams over Zoom, Blue Jeans, etc.?
I think before the pandemic, there were some pretty big differences between solutions, right? But I think now every one of them that is significant and that has money behind them are clamoring to fill the gaps where they were short, right? Mm-hmm. And so the differences between platforms is shrinking quickly, right? Mm-hmm. WebEx was like, hey, we need more consumer features. We're going to pour money and focus at that. Zoom, same with security, right? And so Microsoft Teams, they're doing things when it comes to the actual meeting room that they hadn't done previously. Like, we're starting to see them moving towards a better integration for large meeting spaces. So, all the gaps that we would normally say, hey, here, if you want to do this, then that'll weed these out, mm-hmm. going away, which is great, right? So,
right. Yeah, but it does make sense that you said Teams is kind of the sleeping giant, since it's really embedded in everyone's PC, whether they realize it or not. Maybe I'll start using it more, since this is my first video call on it.
Yeah, worked out good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got another customer that was slow to adopt O365. They were on-prem Exchange forever, and now they're O365. And now all of a sudden they're wanting video because their people are seeing it on their computers.
Yeah.
They're wanting to work in the rooms. And I think that, as much as IT departments will want to try to like drag their feet a little bit and be more organized with the deployment and do it on their schedules, I think users are going to demand it, right? They're going to it's going to be the whole, well, I can be on a Zoom call at home and talk to my, small group for church, or I can talk to my friends on video, and I come to work and I can't, like, that's going to be the expectation, which is great for our industry. So
that Teams commercial that was circulating for like months, it drove me crazy. There's like a doctor talking about telemedicine, and then there was like a European lady with a heavy accent. You know that commercial I'm talking about?
I didn't see
it. You know, Grant?
I do.
It's like, Teams has given us the possibility. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, and you just said that. It kind of gave me a chill, so maybe I have to see
it. I'll send it to you, Aaron.
Teams has given us the possibility to continue. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got... All right, guys. Hey, thanks very much. I appreciate the time. All right. Thanks very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Good seeing you. Talk to you later.
Bye. Thanks for listening to another episode of the My Tech Decisions podcast, where it's our mission to help you make technology decisions for your company. If you'd like to learn more, head to mytechdecisions.com or follow us on Twitter at My Tech Decisions. You can also follow me on Twitter at ZWComo. Until next time.